Hey, you're in the middle of it. Day flush, the format Friday, 194 on the Playhouse in the morning. And of course, pick your purse, which is 7 minutes from now, 8:10, your next chance at a beautiful designer handbag. So, relationship expert trending today, imploring you to save your relationship and stop something that a lot of people do in 2022, but they say that you need to knock it off because it's making bad situations worse, and it's called fexting, which at first I read it and I was like, what sort of filthy, naughty story is this? And no, it's a fight texting.
That's why I was like, what is fexting?
And they say it is most common in romantic relationships, but coworkers, friends, family members also are fexters. And basically, this is you trying to have some sort of like disagreement or argument or, you know, confront somebody over something over text message. But they say that texts are often composed very quickly and without too much thought, especially when we're angry or upset. So you end up saying things you don't necessarily mean and taking it too far. But then on the receiving end, Hannah Martin, this hypnotherapist, says what ends up happening is that you can't read people's emotions, right? You can't understand the tone of their voice, which, you know, sometimes things are even construed worse or not as seriously as they should be. It's really easy just to send somebody a GIF or an emoji. I'm sorry, GIF, if you're a GIF person. I like peanut butter, too.
It's a GIF.
It's easy to send that in response, which, you know, the maturity level of that. Can you imagine if you are trying to, like, confront somebody on something, they send you, like a wave or something? I'll be like,
And then you're getting...
Heck no!
You would get more upset, and they don't even understand anything's going on, and they just keep going. You're like, are they being serious right now?
Well, because like most texts, if I can respond with like an animated picture or like an emoji, I do.
Yeah, you do 100%
all the time.
I know. I use a lot of emojis too, but I would agree with that because when I had, you know, when I was working for a different company, I worked the night shift. I worked overnight. So I never saw the managers of other departments or even like my manager and stuff like that. So like it would always be an email. And then I would read the email and feel like you're coming at me right now. And majority of the time they were.
Yeah.
Majority of the time they were coming at me. But then I would always have to construct my emails to make sure they understood that I wasn't coming at them. Like that's how I felt. So without having an actual discussion verbally in a text message, it makes sense. And like they're saying, you just get angry right now. Like if you're mad and then all of a sudden you shoot up a text, you're dead to me, you know?
I think it's because you need like the body language, the emotion on how texts are coming off. Because sometimes Steven will say things to me and I take it the worst way. And he's like, I just meant it like this. And so then I get upset. But sometimes I do think arguing over text is better because then if you think about it, you could write everything out. Da-da-da-da-da.
You know, I think that there is something to be said for that, because if you're sitting across from somebody and you're just letting whatever blurt out of your mouth, like you're filled with emotion, you're both got your adrenaline up and you're just going back and forth. At least with the text thing, you can do exactly what Amy said and you can take a moment, think about what you're saying, read it a time or two. Make sure you're expressing your feelings. Maybe even wait a while before you respond. Mm-hmm. You know, you're pressured to respond to the moment if you're sitting next to somebody on the couch or something. I can actually see, like, I get that this person is saying that fexting is bad. I can see some benefit, especially if you're actually taking the time to think about what you're saying.
But that's it. You have to pause and think about it. You can't send the text right
rage
away.
Rage text.
Yeah.
Yeah, most of the time, that's the thing. It's a rage text, and then all of a sudden, like, and you do the talk to text, too, so you're like, there's emotion in your talk to text, and then you just hit send, and it's like the worst autocorrect ever, too. And then you don't make any sense. Then you get even more mad because then they probably still don't understand. And they're like, oh, this is kind of funny. Like, what is going on with this text message I just got? Makes no sense.
I got so mad at my, like, because I was trying to do it through my phone the other day. Not fex specifically, but just send a message. And I got so frustrated with what it thought I was trying to say that I just kept saying, cancel, cancel, cancel. I ended up texting somebody, cancel, cancel, cancel. And they're like, what? I'm like, never mind.
Yeah, cancel what, Zero?
What are we canceling? Sell, sell, sell. Sell now. Pick your purse after Katy Perry.